FM, live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House to see their newly remodeled dining room. And for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support. They look forward to seeing you. Just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this snowy Friday morning. It is 728, 29 degrees, looking for a 32-degree daytime high today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Sally Connard. Sally's in to talk about special tax help through the Emporia Senior Center and AARP. Sally, good morning. How are you?
I'm just great. Gee, that fried chicken sounds good, too.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning, Sally. We appreciate that, as always. And let's talk about the tax help that will be offered. How will this all work?
We work with AARP, the American Association of Retired Personnel, and they have a nationwide program to help people with taxes for free. We help everybody that we can. We do have limits on the specialties within the taxes that we can do, so that we do the more simple returns. But we help as many people as we can, and this year we intend to do it again. We will be only at the senior center this year. We won't be having evening hours at the Emporia State Federal Credit Union this year. So we'll try to pack as many people as we can in and get those taxes into the IRS on time.
All right. So when will the window be as far as your help at the Senior Center?
The Senior Center will begin accepting calls to make appointments on the 20th of January. We don't open. We don't even have the capability to open before the 1st of February, and we won't probably open until a few days later even than that. It always is interesting. On the very first day, February 1st, the system always seems to go down, so I kind of just avoid even opening that day. I don't want the hassle of it. So we will have people answering the phones at the Senior Center, which is something else I want to talk to you about, beginning the 20th of January. And if you don't have all of your materials, please don't make an appointment, because then your appointment comes and we can't do your return, and that just means we have an appointment then that wasn't able to be helpful to somebody. So call us once you have all of the items that you need to complete your tax return, and we'll get your appointment set up, and then we'll have you come in and we'll do your taxes.
Sally, how important are services like this, especially for people who are maybe just starting out handling their own taxes, or even those who maybe have done it for years but maybe don't always understand some of the ins and outs and things that they need?
Even though a tax return can be what we think of as fairly simple, there can be other obstacles. Like, the IRS really doesn't accept paper returns that much anymore. They need to be filed electronically and done on a computer. And there are people who don't have computers at home. And if they're not that knowledgeable, even going to the library and getting computer time is difficult for them. So for that reason, we really are, I think we're really a vital service for a number of people, especially older people who just never really entered the computer age much. And so we try to help them as much as possible, although we do returns for young people, for people in college. We even do some for young people who are still dependents of their parents but maybe have a job for the first time and don't know how to do the return. Also, young people who are living independently and taxes are just a whole foreign language and a whole other thing that they've never encountered before. And yet they know they've worked, they've had taxes withheld, they may be getting a refund. And if they don't do anything about filing, then they're just losing that money. So yeah. It's vital that everybody who has some income file a tax return.
Well, it's a very important and helpful service that is provided, as Sally mentioned, absolutely free. Again, Sally Conard, our primetime newsmaker guest this morning, talking about tax help through the Emporia Senior Center and AARP. The registration appointment window begins on January 20th by calling the Senior Center. And this has been pretty popular in the past, hasn't it, Sally?
It certainly has. This has been going, I don't even know how many years. I've been doing it since 2007, and it was up and going way before me. So this has been a long-time program. AARP is vitally interested in this and have partnered with the IRS in providing good quality tax service. It's really important. We do several hundred returns each year here in the Emporia area alone. So, it's amazing all the people that we're able to help doing their taxes.
I know. Go ahead, Sally.
I wanted to say one other thing about this year, because the Senior Center is really getting up and going and has lots of things going on. And so I'm looking for some volunteers not to do taxes, but to answer the phones over at the Senior Center to help make the appointments for people doing their taxes. So I'd like anybody who would just work one morning a week, 9 to 1, that's when the Senior Center is open, and that's when we need people there to answer the phones. So if they could call me at 620-341-1971, I can certainly get them lined up. All they need to do is be able to pick up a telephone and write down a name and a phone number. So that would be very helpful as well.
Now, these appointment times, I know that it probably varies depending on what kind of tax situation you're looking at, but how long does it generally take to get someone's taxes done, and what would they need to bring in, Sally?
Right. Tax return, actually, when we make an appointment and they come in, they fill out what we call an intake interview sheet that asks a number of questions. They need to bring in all of their important records regarding income, regarding expenses, if they work, what their W-2s, if they have interest or dividends, if they pay into a pension account, if they have stocks or bonds, if they have donations to charities, if they have their taxes that they pay, their property taxes, their car taxes, medical expenses. These are all pieces of information that they need, and if they think they might need it, bring it. We also need to have your Social Security card and a photo ID. These are two things absolutely required by AARP for us to do your taxes. These are to verify that you are who you say you are, because unfortunately we live in a day where a lot of people's identities have been stolen by use of Social Security numbers. So those are two absolutely necessary pieces of information as well.
Well, Sally, thank you very much for helping provide this valuable service to many people, and we know that a lot of folks will be taking advantage of this, and that's the free tax assistance through the Emporia Senior Center and AARP. The first day you can get on the phones to register, make your appointment, and get a time at the Senior Center is January 20th. And if you would like to help out at the Senior Center, get a hold of Sally if you'd like to be a phone answerer and appointment taker. Call Sally at 620-341-1971. Sally, did we miss anything here?
I don't think so. If you've been helped by our service in the past, then call me and answer the phone so other people can be helped as well.
All right, Sally, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Sally Connard, yeah. Special tax help through the Emporia Senior Center and AARP. That service will start after February, but registration appointments, you can start to getting those in beginning January 20th, Tegan.
Fantastic, and a great service provided there from AARP and the Emporia Senior Center. Just a quick reminder, we are almost full up for our slate of morning show interviews for next week. Still have a few openings in the later half of the week.